This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to apologize. I'm a little jet-lagged. I got in this morning at about 5, so I came into the studio, and then I'm going to go to bed because I want to be perky for New Year's Eve. You know, well, these won't be perky, but the rest of me will be perky. I love New Year's Eve, especially in Vegas. I live in Las Vegas, so it's kind of one of the best places to celebrate New Year's. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be hanging out with friends and then going to see the lights. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. Unfortunately, it could be one of the deadliest times of the year. And I know, I hate to be, that rain cloud and rain on your parade. I understand this is a time we're supposed to have fun, but every year I work with the news stations talking about hypothermia because it's the coldest, one of the coldest days of the year, and we do stupid, right? And what is stupid? Well, stupid is me getting all dressed up, right, in a little dress with heels and nothing warm, and I'm not wearing a jacket because I want everyone to see the dress, so I'm going to be underdressed out of the cold. That's stupid. Then you're going to drink. And when you drink, that could put you more at risk for hypothermia, where your body is too cold, and then you also aren't thinking clearly. And then some of us might be sleep deprived, especially those of us that, you know, again, just flew in, didn't sleep last night, are going to basically go all the way through till midnight, one. And a lot of us will not eat because we are going to want to get the buzz earlier. And if we have food in our stomach, we don't seem to feel drunk as much. Look, we've all done this. That's stupid. These are things that are stupid. So we don't want to do stupid. All right, so what is hypothermia? So our body temperature is 98.6, really warm. Have you guys ever, like, you're in a pool and then you have to go and pee, and when you go to the bathroom, you're starting to shiver, but the pee is so warm, and you're like, gosh, I could just bathe in this pee. It is so warm. Well, again, your body temperature is pretty hot, okay, 98.6. I used to be hotter, now it's cold. All right, that's all the story. Hypothermia is when your body drops to 95 degrees. So some of you are like, oh man, 95, that's still a little hot summer's day. 95 for the human body is too low. And so we kind of will call it then as hypothermia. And so what sort of symptoms would you have? Well, you could be shivering. You could be cold. Your lips could be a little blue. You could be looking kind of pale and clammy. But a lot of times when you are hypothermic, you're kind of fatigued. Maybe you're a little disoriented. You look drunk. So here you are, you're standing out there waiting for the lights or the fireworks for New Year's, and your buddy is out there just kind of, you know, doing this thing, and you're like, okay, well, he drank too much. And no, he could be hypothermic. So, and the average person is not wearing thermal underwear. Even the guys. The guys want to wear a good shirt. Maybe they'll have a little sports jacket. Not a lot of guys are sitting there bundled up in Vortex or Gore-Tex jackets. They North Face, none of that. So, how do you tell if somebody is hypothermic versus drunk? Well, feel them. You know, if you see the tips of their fingers kind of whitish or bluish, that's a sign. If their extremities are getting cold, it's because they're shunting blood in. Somebody drunk can also have cold fingertips, etc. But whether they're drunk or not, if you start to feel that their extremities are cold, or their face is starting to look cold, or there's a shunting of blood, or they started looking clammy, if their heart rate is up, you could definitely check their pulse by their neck here, or checking there, right, for the radial pulse. So if you notice that the pulse is going up, that could also be a sign of hypothermia. And we don't mess around. And if they had a lot to drink, be prepared to tell the paramedics that, because if you do have a person that looks like they are too cold and they're just kind of in a stupor, whether it's the alcohol or not, call 911. They could figure it out. Let them just, you know. Now, some people will say, well, throw them into a hot shower. You got to be very careful with that, because when you make them wet, they could lose more body heat. You know, we talked about how if you are freezing and it's like, you know, 20 degrees and you're in a boat, should you jump in the water if the water is like 40 degrees and outside is 20? Should you? No, because the water, you'll lose more of your body heat. Stay in the boat. So, you know, getting people wet, you got to be careful. And hot water can be too caustic. Remember, the skin, it's shunting. So it doesn't have good blood supply. So now you have a weakened skin. You could unfortunately cause burns. And frostbite is basically necrosis of part of the body, the extremities, when the blood has to shunt to the more important parts of the body. So your fingers start to turn white, bluish, tips of the nose, ears, and you can even lose them. So alcohol is a no-no, because alcohol increases your risk of hypothermia. You don't realize you're cold. You don't care. Everybody thinks you're drunk. Meanwhile, you're starting to become confused and offended. And so alcohol obviously makes things worse. Plus, alcohol dehydrates you, so that's not good. So what should you do to not get hypothermic? Well, one, okay, just wear like a cool jacket. Okay, you know, like, I love jackets because it covers stuff up, but it's, you know, your dress or your outfit can still look good and be in a good jacket. Take all the pictures you want indoors so everybody can see your sexy outfit, but then dress up. Make sure you have an extra pair of dry socks. I know I sound like a mother or grandmother with that one, but your feet will get wet. People spill. It's raining. It's snowing. Your feet are going to get wet. If your feet get wet, that's going to cause body heat loss. So get extra socks. And again, don't try not to get wet. And, you know, bring extra clothes. If there's going to be an idiot friend that's going to spill a whole bunch of beer on you, have extra clothes to change. Try not to overdrink. We're going to be talking about alcohol intoxication. There's actually a table that you'll be able to see. So how much you could drink without killing your liver. We're going to talk about that in a few. And, you know, watch your buddies, watch children, watch grandma. You know, grandma may be out there watching, you know, the fireworks. You might throw an Afghan on her and she's quiet and you're like, you know, why is grandma quiet? And everyone's like, shh, let sleeping dogs lie. You know, please don't let grandma start talking. And then unfortunately what ends up happening is everybody ignores her and she's hypothermic. So you got to keep an eye on your older individuals. All right, but definitely stay warm, you know, and God forbid anything goes wrong, call 911 because they know what to do and they can start, you know, putting warm packs under the arms, the groin, things like that. 1-877, that's Sally, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, when we were little, a lot of us saw Back to the Future 2. And Back to the Future 2 didn't go back to 1955 to the degree that the first one did, but it went into 2015. And there were all these ideals that we hoped that we would achieve in 2015 when we watched the movie 30 years earlier. And by the year 2015, we were supposed to have Jaws, what, 27, right? Or Rocky 27, I forget. Yeah, Jaws. We were supposed to, the Cubs were supposed to win the World Series, which I think the Cubs did in 2016. So we're close. We were supposed to have flying cars, hoverboards, and all that. Somebody had put on Facebook that the Jetsons, I believe in the year 2020, we were supposed to have flying cars. Okay, well, we didn't. Okay, again, we're kind of still on this whole, you know, we feel like losers a bit. Yeah, we're not. Okay? What we're made to think right now that it's 2020 and all the things we expected that we would have in this millennium or now in this new decade, we don't. Robots, you know, being our, you know, best friend and, you know, but we've gotten close. We've gotten close. I mean, we have drones now that are flying around the place. We do have a lot of technology with robots. I mean, I'm looking right now at a robot that's playing a violin. They actually have robots now for sex. There's like sex robots. Those things are going to be huge. They're expecting in the next 5 years that everybody, every family, which kind of sounds creepy, is going to have a robot in their house. And this sex robot's going to be something that, I guess, you know, daddy will be able to sleep with. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. There was a 1913 edition. There's been predictions of what world's going to be like in the next millennium. Apparently, a 1913 edition of the New York Times contained a long-range estimation from the president of the American Meat Packers Association in an article entitled "Threatening Us with Vegetarianism." And they were nervous that Americans would forego meat and start living on rice and vegetables in the 21st century. This is back in 1913. The article described the prospect as a terrifying fate that could only be avoided by educating the American farmer to the necessity of raising more cattle. And interesting, now here we are where veganism and vegetarianism are huge. In fact, scientists are recommending that we eat less meat for climate change. Who would have predicted that one? I guess in 2000, there was a prediction that computers would be largely invisible, embedded everywhere in walls, tables, chairs, by the year 2020. Some futurists also predicted smart glasses, according to CNN, contact lenses to replace our phones. Remember that? I remember about 20-some years ago, they said our contact lenses would replace our phones. That I really didn't believe. Back in 1997, Peter Schwartz and Peter Leiden, writing in the magazine Wired, still around today, predicted that electronic voting in elections from home would be a reality, where you would vote from home. We haven't gotten there yet. In 2000, an Eric Hasseltine wrote in Discover magazine that written signatures would be considered quaint by 2020. Using iris, fingerprint, and voice recognition. We're starting to get there. I don't know if you guys have ever done DocuSign, but when you sign a document now, it's online. And you hit these yellow buttons that look like those little sticky tabs. And you, you know, just sign online. I mean, who would have thought that you would, an electronic signature would be good enough? Well, apparently it is. Same thing with grammar. Now grammar changes. Our language is changing where we don't say he and she anymore. We say there, even though that's technically plural and grammatically incorrect. We're using it now to be politically correct. People thought that we'd be vacationing on the moon. Back in the 60s or 70s, space tourism was a big deal. They thought that we would be vacationing on the moon. Not there yet. So what are people predicting for this next decade? I mean, I already told you guys a lot of my predictions. I think schools are going to be more online. I think half of Americans will be actually working from home. I think we're going to have a huge marijuana epidemic, and people are going to be demanding stronger strains because they got used to marijuana. I think healthcare is going to be socialized. I think we're going to have a recession mid-decade. I think Trump's going to win in 2020, but then in 2024, Mike Pence may not win and lose to the Democratic Party and would have a Democrat in office by 2024. Not sure how many terms they would have. So, and, you know, these predictions are pretty, I think we all would agree with that. This is just kind of where we're heading. Forbes has an interesting piece on predictions. They said that they are, one is healthcare is going to experience enormous Uber Lyft-like upheavals. providing entrepreneurs with an astounding array of opportunities. Now, we talked about telemedicine, how telemedicine exploded the latter half of the decade after Obamacare. You know, people had high deductibles. They didn't want to walk into a doctor's office, and telemedicine provided a cheaper way to see a doctor, a more convenient way to see a doctor, and people are loving it. Telemedicine is exploding. But what this author said at Forbes, just as Forbes staff, it doesn't list a specific author, is the healthcare system has been dominated by third parties, insurers, government, and employers. But there's a lot more room for capitalism, they say. They say the prime propellant for radical change is the rapid rise of high-deductible company insurance plans. The amounts of money people are paid out-of-pocket for medical expenses is approaching the size of the U.S. travel industry. Services providing price comparisons for various tests and procedures are coming. So are metrics that will enable patients to compare outcomes to various clinics and hospitals. Free markets will do what governments have never been able to do with their top-down regulatory initiatives, meaning provide more and better health care at less cost. So they said previously there was no competitive advantage to adopting innovations like telemedicine, electronic records, or warranties for procedures. But now there may be a whole market out there where, like doctors, I'm seeing right now doctors doing direct primary care or concierge, where they're like, look, you pay me this much, and in return, I will be at your beck and call. I will give you, let's say, 10 visits a year. I will do a lot of your testing in-house. I will call you back personally. And so what we're starting to see, which basically started in this last decade, but I think what we're going to see more of, is more of a, I'm going to appeal to the consumer. For a long time now, since the Affordable Care Act, you really didn't have a lot of choice. Whoever your insurance company told you to go see, you saw. You didn't really get to see the same doctor over and over again. You had to see somebody different each time. You had to pay whatever they said you had to pay. And whatever you wanted really didn't matter. Well, now it's kind of changing. Okay? Companies are trying to vie for your business. And, you know, the customer is always right. A lot of us haven't felt that way in a very, very long time, especially in medicine. So now for you to get to possibly choose between telemedicine companies or choose between how you're going to go into your primary care or, you know, choose how you're going to be taken care of, it's pretty empowering. Now, we also have to be careful, too. We want to make sure you don't have salespeople out there, you know, convincing you need all this stuff when you don't. You know, we need good medicine, but I don't think government-run medicine is good medicine. I believe that, you know, good medicine is where there's a team approach with doctor and patient without having other people in the way with their own personal interests. So this healthcare prediction that now we're going to see a huge market and a lot of innovation and you know, new types of ways to deliver healthcare, not only by telemedicine, but, you know, a doctor coming to you. You know, there's already companies out there where if you use us, we will have a medical provider come to you, like Uber Eats. All right? People dig that stuff. So house calls coming back. Look at how it's starting to make an about face. You know, if you pay out of your pocket, you could possibly have a doctor now come to your house and do a house call just like in the olden days. A whole 360 of the way medicine was. So that's interesting. A lot more predictions we'll talk about, you know, throughout the week. But, yeah, some cool tech stuff. But, well, we're on break. We'll come right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's still tension between Iran's supreme leader and President Trump, despite Iranian militia members withdrawing from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. In comments reported by the Iranian media Wednesday, the supreme leader blames the United States for violence in Iraq. Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida is praising President Trump's response.
Well, I think the president made the right move here, that the Iranians, through their militias in Iraq, thought they could hit us and hit our bases without much of a response. The president responded very strongly. That's what the Iranian regime respects. This was their counter move to get their militias to stage these protests.
Senators returned from their holiday recess on Friday, and the battle over President Trump's impeachment is looming. The House returns next week after formally impeaching President Trump last month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all joining us this new year. So, I was on News 3 yesterday talking about these hangover buses and these infusion centers, which are starting to pop up and become very, very popular. Part of this trend that we're seeing with medicine, where there's, you know, things that you could do and pay for on your own, whether they come to your hotel room, whether it's a bus on the strip, whether it's, you know, you being able to go into a spa and get medicine. And these kind of medical spas, medical spas have been around for about 10, 20 years. But more and more people, I think there's a lot of stars out there, are, you know, promoting getting an IV push whenever you feel bad. I think, I forget what movie it was. There was some rich stockbroker or whatever sitting there getting his IV. You know, where, you know, he's busy, he's making deals, he's working, but, you know, he's getting an IV. Now, you know, IV access, right, was designed to allow doctors to get, you know, into your bloodstream if they need to, in terms of delivering medicine, in terms of delivering blood product, delivering, you know, fluids. And when the concept of IV first came out, people were freaked out because you needed a pretty good-sized needle. You needed to go through some layers of tissue that is protecting the vessel to be able to go in and have such vulnerable access, such intimate access into the human body. And I remember when I, as a medical student, learned how to do an IV, I was very scared. I didn't care about intubating. I could do a rectal exam. I could scope somebody. But when we're talking about IVs, going into a vein or a central line, you know, going into an artery, vein, it is a very humbling experience because you're going where no man is supposed to go. Now, we've been able to save lives, getting fluids and catheters and things into the circulatory system, but there's risk, right? The reason why these vessels are buried so deep into your arms and legs is because they don't want a little baby scratch to allow access, cause bleeding, or cause infection. So whenever we in the medical community do perform an IV, we do it with utmost humility and utmost respect of, you know, the risks that could come with it. You know, the reason why, you know, people who, you know, shoot drugs, IV, you know, look sickly and get sickly, et cetera, is common sense. It's just there's access. They are increasing access multiple times to a site that is supposed to be protected. And so you will see sepsis, infection, you know, shock in people that, you know, access their veins like that. So IV infusions are starting to become more popular, where if you have a hangover and you partied like crazy New Year's Eve and you felt bad the next day, or partied like crazy in any scenario, they will make you feel better. And anecdotally, they do. Excuse me, people say they feel great. They get a whole bunch of fluid in them. There's a lot of times vitamins, maybe some anti-nausea medicine. These companies could put anything in there. You're trusting them, signing some consents, etc. And for the most part, you start to feel better. But there's doctors out there saying, you know, slow your roll. Hold on a second. Okay, that, you know, this could be a little dangerous. So what could be dangerous besides, you know, you bleeding or you getting an infection from the site? And again, you know, we put in IVs all the time in hospitals. It's rare to get an infection. You know, there's a way to sterilely do it, but there's still that risk. Well, the reason why you feel like crap when you are hungover or you drink so much is because one thing is you're dehydrated. So you weren't drinking, you know, fluids that your body could use. You were drinking alcohol. And alcohol is a diuretic and it makes you pee more. So you wake up the next day a lot of times with a headache. And a lot of times parched, not feeling well because you're dehydrated. So you need to get fluids in you. A lot of times you're also feeling kind of nauseous because the alcohol kind of, you know, did a number on your GI tract. You know, some people might actually be going through withdrawal. You know, here we are, we're going into the new decade. If you've been partying it up all December and, you know, New Year's, you know, for Christmas parties and office parties and, you know, then New Year's, you know, you might be also going through withdrawal. And so you need to, when you do try to overcome hangovers, you need to drink plenty of fluids. You need to eat a healthy meal, not very greasy. We don't want greasy, but, you know, healthy with protein. We want you to get outside a little bit, get some exercise, you know, maybe sleep the headache off if you need to rest because maybe you were resting and you're sleep deprived. But, you know, we want you to start doing some good, you know, some healthy habits. The IV infusion therapies out there offer a quicker fix. The IV bag maybe runs in over an hour. It has the vitamins in there, so you don't have to drink the Gatorade or the Pedialyte or whatever. Odd to see Pedialyte in a grown-up, but they'll drink it. And then if you are nauseous, they put the medicine in the bag. So you haven't really heard a lot of complaints from the medical community because we used to actually do that in the ER. We used to give you a banana bag. I don't know if you guys used to see Scrubs where Turk and JD were partying like crazy, and so they were in there getting their, you know, banana bag. Well, a banana bag is IV fluid with thiamine, folic acid, magnesium. And it's kind of yellow because of the vitamin B, so it looks like that's why they call it a banana bag. And so we would do this to people who were drunk. We would give them this because they were low on their vitamins, and thiamine deficiency could cause some major neurological issues, same thing with folic acid. And so we would give them a banana bag. So you have a lot of doctors out there going, look, you know, these banana bags helped people. Why not, you know, let other healthy people have access to it? So, you know, as a doctor, as your radio doctor, you know, I'm supposed to kind of tell you the scoop. And honestly, these things are pretty expensive for you know, many. And if you could drink the fluids and you could get a multivitamin in and you don't mind, you know, that little bit of a wait, you don't have to go through an IV infusion. And if you do wake up with a real, real bad headache, you know, and you know, feel like you're vomiting all the time, that could mean you have a bleed in the brain, or that could mean you sustained some trauma to the head. And, you know, I don't think I want you treating yourself. Now, is there kidney risks and liver risks with you getting an IV? There could be. You know, if the company's giving you salts and minerals that your body doesn't need, that's going to tax the kidneys and tax the liver. If you have a sort of chronic illness, such that if you get a big bolus of fluid that quickly, like an IV drip, that quickly, it could overload your lungs. It could, like heart failure. You've got to be very, very careful with fluids and heart failure. You've got to be very careful with fluids and renal failure. So, you know, only do it if you're healthy. But I get the way medicine is going, which we talked about on News 3, is how there's going to be more convenience medicine. Rather than you going to an ER, you could do this stuff outside. You could do it in your hotel room. You could go to a clinic and get it done. You know, our ERs are overcrowded, and so you don't really hear a lot of criticism, you know, from doctors. They say, look, you know, our ERs can't be clogged up with people having hangovers. We need to deal with gunshot wounds and heart attacks and all that. I agree, but don't let that sort of lack of critique mean that you need to do a lot of treating on your own. I had a patient that called telemedicine with a possible, you know, cancerous lesion that was coming back on their face, and they wanted me to do the medication for that. And I'm like, look, if you possibly have skin cancer, you have to be seen. And the person was kind of really, you know, demanding, and I couldn't help them. But there's this big push to, you know, you don't have to go to a doctor. You don't have to be in an ER. You could do it yourself. There are a lot of things you could do yourself. But that doesn't mean you should do it, especially if you're not trained, especially if it's something that, you know, if you know what the diagnosis is, there's certain diagnoses you can. But if you don't know your diagnosis because you're having headache and vomiting, you got to get checked out. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure many of you saw this picture. that firefighters took. Apparently, a bunch of firefighters are in trouble. And I'm like, just go easy on the guys. Go easy on the guys. Apparently, 17 firefighters posed with a retiring battalion chief in front of a house where flames were coming out of the house. And there was nobody inside the house. Everybody was safe. But it was a two-story structure on Green Street in southwest Detroit. And this picture has gone viral. It was a vacant house on fire. You see the fire going through the roof. And you see a bunch of them, you know, posing, a selfie in front of it. It captioned, "Crews, take a moment to get a selfie on New Year's." It was posted on Facebook around 10 p.m. Tuesday, and then it was removed the next day. Apparently, Executive Fire Commissioner Eric Jones is a little ticked and told WXYZ, "There are a lot of ways to celebrate a retirement. Taking a photo in front of a building fire is not one of them. We will investigate this matter and follow the facts where they lead us. If this photo is verified, discipline will be in order. In a Detroit News phone interview, he calls the photo inappropriate and unprofessional. 99% of the men and women who go to a scene like that and know what to do behind every fire is a devastated family or property owner. Now, the home was empty at the time. The nearest neighbor was empty. And Deputy Commissioner Dave Fornell had said that the crews could not go inside last night and could only defensively attack the fire. So what happened was, the firefighters, you know, got to the scene, all right? They did the best they could. The house was going to be gone. So the battalion chief doesn't have his helmet on. They took it off, and they did a group photo to, I guess, you know, kind of as a, you know, show the work that they do. And I get it. I don't think they meant to do any harm. I don't think they were rejoicing in the house burning. But I get it's almost equitable to a surgeon taking a photo in front of somebody, you know, bleeding out and dying. I get that. But doctors take pictures of what they do all the time. And, you know, just like firefighters, you know, there's pictures of, you see firefighters doing, you know, trying to knock out fires. But I guess what made this one so emotional is that, you know, they were smiling and the house was on fire. So, apparently the Detroit Fire Incidents page is on Facebook. It has about 19,000 followers. And people look at major incidents of the Detroit Fire Department, large fires, and so there's a lot of pictures and videos that appear on that. And this send-off tribute was shared over 100 times, generated a lot of comments. And, you know, one said, Glenn Christopher of the New York Fire Department said, would be fired for this here in New York. So even other firefighters are like, okay, you can't do that. So, should the firefighters be fired for taking a selfie in front of a burning house? I don't think they should be fired. I mean, I think there should be, some rules in place, right? Because obviously somebody is losing their home. But, you know, if we really break it down, I mean, the home is about to be destroyed. And it's they weren't able to save it. And, you know, how I look at the picture, I don't look at the picture as a selfie or of them rejoicing or whatever. You know, I almost look at it as it's salvaging the home in its last moments, you know, and showing, you know, people what these firefighters have to do on their holiday, on our holidays, you know, and the work that they have to put in there. And that they really don't sit around, you know, and eat pizza and go up and down that pole in the firehouse. They actually are out there battling fires. So, you know, I get it probably wasn't the most tasteful, but cut these guys some slack. They work really, really hard. There was nothing they could do about the house. And, you know, they wanted to take, you know, maybe what they had to do was take a picture of a house that wasn't identified. Maybe, you know, just fire behind them. But, I, you know, if you look back to things that were done during World War II and World War I, you know, in terms of camaraderie and, you know, in terms of, you know, showing support for each other. And, you know, there was a lot of politically correct stuff being done. And so, soldiers, you know, if they wanted to, you know, celebrate with a USO girl or whatever, you know, or point to a picture of boobies, you know, you let them do it. I mean, they were fighting a war. Yeah, but now everything is so, you know, politically correct. So, yeah, just no selfies, guys. But, you know, I love firefighters. I just, you know, to me, you guys, if a firefighter robbed a bank, I'd blame the bank. Speaking of bank, Bernie Sanders raised $34.5 million in the last 3 months of 2019. Donald Trump raised more, $46 million. So apparently people are still raising a lot of money for this election. As you know, Bernie Sanders is a senator from Vermont. He had been in Vegas months ago, had a cardiac event, needed stents. People were concerned that his fundraising abilities would drop. Apparently not. But Donald Trump is still coming in first place in fundraising numbers. $46 million in quarter number four. So, Pete Buttigieg, or Buttigieg, I'm hearing it pronounced different ways, he came in second place, raising $24.7 million. Elizabeth Warren, they say, is lagging with only $17 million. $17 million? It's a lot of money. And then tech entrepreneur Andrew Yang has only a half a million less than Warren, with $16.5 million. Yet billionaire Mike Bloomberg had spent over $155 million on political advertisements, spending more than others. So basically, where you have is Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Andrew Yang, Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard raised $3.4 million. Donald Trump still beating them all with $46 million. And I guess he's been tweeting how he thinks the impeachment gave him a boost. But very interesting that Bernie Sanders would be doing so well. Now, I mean, call me selfish. Okay, I don't like to waste money or give money to something that is not going to be very fruitful or used. If I had to psychoanalyze myself, everything I do or spend or whatever has to kill a few birds with one stone, so to speak. So if I'm going to, let's say, give $200, I would rather know that it's helping a homeless person, or I'd rather know that it's going to a family that needs it, or it's buying something that somebody could use, whatever. I have a tough time giving $200 to a candidate that may not win. Now, you never know that. You know, you don't know, like Herman Cain. Nobody expected that to happen. I think Herman Cain is a fantastic broadcaster. I think he's very, very good with money. Very, could have, his 999, proposal, I think, was right on. But unfortunately, he had to drop out of the race when there were, accusations of sexual harassment, and issues in his past, as I believe it was, I don't know if it was Papa John's, but Godfather's Pizza, of his role when he was over Godfather's Pizza. So if I had donated to his campaign, I would kind of been kicking myself because that money just went for nothing. And so when somebody actually donates to Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, $17 million, that means a lot of people out there really like her. To donate that kind of money, you know, that means they're willing to take that away from other things they could donate to give to a candidate. But for Trump to beat them all, it means there's people out there that really believe in Trump. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.